here at the Area Regional Control of PERS. With me is Dr. Monsi.
I'm Dr. Monse Torremorel from the University of Minnesota.
Here at this conference, you talked about really building and executing the herd plans in area regional control projects. Tell me a little bit about what your main points were here in the presentation.
My main point when building a herd plan is, first of all, we do need herd plans in order to move forward on the PERS elimination programs. And what a herd plan is putting in some way in writing all the steps that we will take to clean up a farm or to clean up an area. And what we attempt to do with that is to use those documents for communication purposes, to bring everybody on board, to bring everybody on the same page, and at the same time to identify the limitations and the weaknesses that we may encounter in the future as we conduct the elimination projects. So the herd plan is really a tool that we need in order to move forward when we want to implement an elimination program.
What are some of the main considerations in developing a herd plan?
You certainly want to understand what sort of facilities you have, animals, the sort of flow you have. Those are the main considerations, identifying what program you are going to follow and who have. A key one to me is as well the timelines that you are going to follow for each of the activities and the responsibilities, who is responsible for do what. I also like to identify in those what are the non-negotiables, in the sense that where is the critical points in which you have to stick to the battles that you really have to win. And then I would not worry too much about some of the other things, but there are certain things that you really, really have to follow with certain timelines and responsibilities. So I think those are important.
Well, really, it seems like the main focus of this conference is moving from the concept of area regional control into actually implementing it. How optimistic are you about the future of getting area regional control out there and really implementing it?
Oh, that's a very good question. And actually, the first thing is defining the areas. There will be areas in which I think it's going to be a no-brainer. Actually, there are areas that are already negative and free of the virus, basically the ones that are low-dense areas. The challenge is going to be as we move to areas with high density or areas in which they have a lot of incoming pigs from the outside, in which we don't know what the health status of those pigs. So, but in reality, you have to start somewhere, and you have to start building the infrastructure to get down the road where you want to be. And I think that's what we are trying to do with these meetings and with this discussion, and I think there is a lot of value on that.
Do you think, I mean, especially considering the economic situation of the swine industry, this will cost money for a producer to implement. Do you think that may be a something that might make implementation a little slower than you might hope?
Well, that's a very good question. I think you can look at it two ways. In one end, sometimes when you are going through the difficult economic situation, it's a time when the producers think about, okay, first, assuming that you will be in business after this period of time, is how do I want to be when the economic times recover. And in some way, we want to make sure the producers are in a better financial situation because of the health status of the pigs. So in some way, you can look at it. I mean, I know right now they don't have the resources, if you will, to do it, but at the same time, they might see it as an opportunity to be, the fact to be negative might open doors. It will improve the efficiency. On the other hand, I mean, trying to bring forward a program like this when things are going very well, producers, they just enjoying the profit, so they don't want to change anything. So that's the good thing about maybe not being doing so well, in the say that maybe we'll look at it more carefully and they will consider it more seriously.
I guess it could go either way. Thank you very much, Monsi. Here at the Area Regional Control of PERS conference put on by Beringer Ingelheim, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.